Canmore, NHL scouts are keeping tabs on Canmore's Finn McLaughlin this season. The local 17-year-old defenseman's season had its first big moment when he was added to the NHL Central Scouting's preliminary players to watch list on October 25, which will be updated as scouts get eyes on players. McLaughlin, whose hockey IQ has been highly touted by several previous coaches, received a C rating on the list, meaning those players have potential to be selected in the fourth or fifth round of the 2024 NHL draft. I'm really fortunate to be recognized by those guys, but it doesn't change anything I'm doing with my team, said McLaughlin. I'm focusing just on hockey. It's great to have that, but it's not the end goal. It's to keep focusing on the season and helping my team the best I can. A first-year defenseman for the Youngstown Phantoms, a Tier 1 junior team based in Ohio, from the United States Hockey League, the local prospect is savvy in quarterbacking and offense from the blue line. This past summer, the lefty got ready for the step up in competition with the Phantoms by adding strength, speed, mass, and a classic teenage growth spurt to his game. I've definitely gotten a lot stronger and faster off ice, and that has translated to on ice, said McLaughlin, who's listed as 6'1". I'm really confident with the puck right now. I'm making a lot of really good plays and creating a lot of offense for my team. The Canmore hockey player, who is a dual citizen, has earned some nice trophy case eye catchers over the past few seasons playing for USA Hockey. While playing on the U.S. U18 team this past August, McLaughlin and his teammates defeated Finland 5-3 to take bronze at the 2023 Hlinka-Gretzky Cup in Trenčín, Slovakia. The local lefty was leaned on in every game for the United States, bringing a high hockey knowledge, playmaking and an offensive defenseman mindset to the blue line. On defense, McLaughlin focused on finishing checks and being tough to play against. Last year, the blue liner additionally played a big part in the U17 U.S. team silver medal at the Five Nations tournament in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The Canmore Rays defenseman also had a stint for the hometown Junior A Eagles in 2022-23, playing in 39 regular season games in a shortened season for him due to a wrist injury. He scored 4 goals and 21 points. Canmore Eagles alumni, Finn McLaughlin has been identified on NHL Central Scouting Preliminary Players to Watch list. The Canmore local in his rookie season appeared in 45 games including playoffs, producing a total of 23 points from the back end through the 22-23 season. pic.twitter.com/pezsgpa1h Canmore Eagles, at Canmore Eagles, October 25, 2023. Eagles head coach Andrew Milne said the club has been a small part of his development, but as a group, they're proud of and happy for McLaughlin. I know he'd be the first to say that's just the beginning, said Milne. From our standpoint, Finn is a special player, with his commitment, his attention to detail and his desire to be a player as second to none. With a little bit more time and the fact that he works on it every single day and does the little things, I think that's going to add up over time and the best things for Finn are still to come. Canmore's Jacob Bernard Docker was the last locally raised player selected in an NHL draft, when the defenseman was taken 26th overall by the Ottawa Senators in 2018. Calgary's Alex Young was the last Canmore Eagle drafted when the San Jose Sharks selected the forward in the seventh round in 2020.